What's up? Hey, thanks for hanging out with me today. I've got so much to catch you up on that's been going on in our life, including our home in California, what's going on in Miami Beach, my face, a possible laser treatment. I'm going to talk to you my thoughts about people who spend so much time digging up gossip on other people. Like, what is that all about? Listen, I do it too, but like, what is that all about? We're also going to talk about how important it is to have like something to look forward to and why so many couples don't do that and their lives just get into this like really boring Groundhog's Day every day kind of life and you got to mix it up. We're going to talk about some research I did and this like really weird interaction I had with my general practitioner and just kind of curious what you would do about that. We've got a lot to talk about, so let's get to it, shall we? Put your seatbelt on. We're going for a ride. I'm driving back right now from doing a laser consult for my face, which is pretty funny because I went to do Botox at a place here in Miami Beach. And when I did the Botox consult, the gal was like, I really think you'd be super happy with this new laser treatment that we have. I'd really like to recommend that you do a consult. I'm like, all right, whatever. Sounds good. Like, you know what I mean? I've had quite a few friends who've done laser treatments that it looks like they're in a fire. You know what I'm talking about? I've had quite a few friends do these treatments where I'm like, holy smokes, like, no, thank you. Hell no. And you have to like basically go into hiding for like a week. And I mean, your skin basically like peels off, but I guess maybe it's like a CO2 or something. I don't know. Please don't quote me. I have no clue. But I've had quite a few friends do it. And then when they're done, their skin, they look like a baby. They look like a newborn fetus. Like, I'm not even joking. I mean, it looks great, but I know what's going on with me. I just don't, maybe I'm not critical enough about myself. Because when I look in the mirror, that girl's young. Her face looks fantastic. And she needs nothing. But then when I see myself on video, not when I film the video, because then I can control the light. And when I see myself in pictures, if I take the picture and I can control the light and I can control the angles, I think I look great. And I like it that way. But when somebody else puts me on video or somebody else takes a photo, I'm like, what kind of filter did you just put on me? Because that's not me. And apparently you don't like me. Apparently you are against me. Apparently you have chosen anger. You've chosen hate. You've chosen rage. You've chosen violence with this angle and this lighting. And so I feel like I just have this belief about the way that I look, and maybe it's distorted or maybe I'm delusional, and I don't care because isn't that all that matters, right? So, you know, like, what you focus on is what becomes your reality and your perception. And so I delete bad photos. I delete bad videos. When I open up my phone and I'm like, ew, I don't think to myself, you look old. I think that is not what I look like. You can call it delusional, whatever. I'll be like, this is an issue with the lighting. This is not me. I'm young. This face is full. I don't have these dark circles under my eyes. That is the lighting. That is some kind of weird contrast with this phone situation. Anyways, back to the laser gal. So she recommends I go see, you know, this other woman in her office. And P.S., a friend of mine recommended this place. And this friend of mine is, I think she's at least 65. She's at least 65. And she looks 40. No joke. I kid you not. I'm in shock. She looks so young. And she lives here in Miami. And so I'm like, hey, you know, I need a place to get my Botox. And she was like, oh, they just do everything. They just do all these amazing treatments. That's why my skin looks so good. I'm like, oh, excellent. I'm excited. So anyways, she's the one that recommended me. So because her skin looks so amazing, I'm like, maybe it's this whole laser thing. I'm going to text her after I'm done talking to you. And so when they recommended I go in for the laser treatment, I'm like, sure, right? But it was so funny because I sat down in the chair today for this consult. And first they're like, oh, you have makeup on? I'm like, hello? Duh. And they're like, well, do you mind taking all that off? And I don't know why, but I was like, all right, fine. So I took off all my makeup, and then they, you know, make you put a headband on and make you look real ugly, and they take your before photos. But I get it, because they actually want to see, like, what is actually going on with your skin. you know, because you can cover up a lot of sun damage, especially with the makeup I use. So I know you're going to ask, so hold on, I'm going to tell you. I've been using the same concealer for, I think, at least 5 years. It's amazing. It's Beyond Perfecting, and I believe it's by Clinique. Yeah, it's Clinique. Beyond Perfecting. It doesn't matter what tone I wear, because your skin tone is different than mine. And I actually wear two different... I have one like for when I'm spray tanned, that's a certain color. And then I have a different color that I use when I'm just like my normal pasty white me. Anyway, so I have that makeup on, I take off all my makeup. I sit down in the chair and she's, you know, the gal that does the lasers, the doctor, she's got her little iPad with my photos on it. And she's like, okay, so what are you here for? I'm like, I feel like an idiot, but I'm like, I don't know, maybe laser. And she's like, okay, so what are your concerns? And I'm like, I have to be honest. I'm like, I don't know that I have any. I probably should. So, but I don't know that I have any. Like, I do a really great job, I think, with my makeup. And I feel like my skin has gotten far, like it used to be far more blotchy. And I don't know if it's the castor oil. I don't know. But like, I feel like my skin isn't as blotchy. Like right now I'm driving home without makeup on. And I normally wouldn't do that. Like I would normally like carry makeup. I actually have makeup in my car and I always do wear makeup, but I'm looking at my skin right now. I'm like, it's not that bad. Anyways, I need to look a little bit closer. So she was like, okay, so you don't have anything that you're concerned with? I'm like, not really. She's like, you don't look in the mirror and see certain things you want to improve them. And then I'm like, okay, is she trying to make me feel bad? And she goes, oh no. I think she saw my face. She's like, no, I'm not trying to say, like, I'm just asking. 'Cause a lot of women, they will tell me what bugs them they're looking in the mirror, like what they spend the most time on with their makeup, etc. I'm like, you tell me what I could do, because obviously I'm 55 years old and if we can tighten up the skin, great. I don't see a lot of wrinkles, but again, maybe I'm delusional. I don't see a lot of wrinkles if I don't make any expression on my face. I get wrinkles around my eyes, like the crow's feet, because I don't get Botox there around my eyes. And it's a choice. It's a choice I've made because I don't like the way it looks when you smile and you can't kind of squint. And I'm looking at myself in the mirror right now, my rear view mirror. And yeah, I kind of like that look when you can squint your eyes. It looks like dead face when people get so Botoxed that their face doesn't move. I just want my forehead a little smoother. That's all. Just a little smoother. It's not that big of a deal. And Botox is like, it's like a gateway drug. You know what I mean? Like, let's go. What else you got? So anyway, she's like, what about your neck? I'm like, what about my neck? And she's like, did they suggest any fillers for your neck? I'm like, oh God, fillers for my neck? That sounds horrible. Absolutely not. With my luck, we would inject some fillers into my neck and it would like migrate down to my chest or something. You know what I mean? Ew. I don't know. Maybe I don't know enough, but I just feel like fillers in my neck, I'd rather pull my neck back. I'd rather do a surgical procedure. I don't even feel like my neck is that bad. And now I'm looking in the mirror at my neck. That's the thing, is when you go for one of these consults, you're going to leave going like, should I be more upset with the way that I look? Anyways, bottom line is she talked me into doing this laser treatment. I'll keep you posted. I forget what it's called, but basically it's very minor. Like she said, there's no downtime, you know, downtime can you handle? I said zero. I said, I don't do downtime. So no, I don't do anything that has any downtime associated. And she's like, okay. So anyways, I don't even remember what I think I have a piece of paper here. Let's see. Let me tell you what it is. I can't read her handwriting. Sorry. Something X laser. Anyways, the downtime apparently is only like 30 minutes. Apparently it's painless. Apparently you could go out that night. You could just put a little bit of makeup over your, you might have a little bit of redness. Kind of looks like you got like a little bit of a sunburn, but by the next day there's nothing. So we shall see. Anyways, what this laser does, she says it's not so much about like, cause I don't have that much. She even said you don't have a lot of age spots or like discoloration in your skin. I'm like, I don't know how that happened, because I did. I swear I did. That's so cool. I love when I see a chick on a bike, like on a motorcycle, like a badass with long hair. So if I had a motorcycle, what I would do is I would tuck my own hair up into the helmet so that my hair stayed nice, because you know, your hair whipping around the wind, that's not good for your hair, especially when you have cotton candy hair like I do. And then what I would do is I would sew or like clip extensions onto the back of my helmet, really long blonde extensions. So that as I whiz by, everyone's like, oh my God, look at how cool is that chick. But they're so unsafe. Don't get a motorcycle. I mean, if they were safe, I would definitely be driving one around. You know, I grew up riding motorcycles, but not on the streets. Okay, like I said, Brett and I go out to dinner quite often, and one thing we love to do is go to places that have really high reviews for their pizzas. And when we do that, I don't want to risk feeling like garbage from gluten. Now, I don't have a celiac disease, but I do find that gluten makes me feel lousy. So I take a couple of capsules of a supplement that's called Gluten Guard. And guess who makes it? Our friends at Bioptimizer. Now, that name might sound familiar to you because it's Bioptimizer that I discovered the ultimate magnesium supplement. Just as a reminder, like, you are probably deficient in magnesium, and there are 7 to 8 different types of magnesium. So if you're going to do a magnesium supplement, you want to get one that's GNP certified, you want to get one that's super high quality, and you want one that has like all of the magnesium types in it. So that's how I discovered Bioptimizer. Bioptimizer now, I mean, there's quite a few products that I'm pretty obsessed with, but the Gluten Guard, I know some of you also get inflamed when you have gluten in your diet. Try this stuff. It's remarkable. And as a listener of the Chalene Show, Bioptimizers gives you 10% off. So in order to get that, you want to go to this link. I'm going to spell it for you, and it will also be in our show notes. It's buy, optimizer.com/Chalene. Use promo code Chalene. That gets you 10% off, plus 2 travel-sized bottles of Magnesium Breakthrough. But you've got to act fast on that. That's a limited-time offer for Chalene Show listeners only. Go to buyoptimizer.com/Chalene. Again, I love their magnesium. They've got a powdered form, and they have it in capsules. Now, when you go to the website, you might have to like kind of look around for that. But I'm telling you, just go to that link, and if you deal with gluten, that's another great supplement you want to try. But almost everybody is deficient in magnesium. I just sent my parents Bioptimizer capsules, and my dad says it has been a game changer for both his sleep and bathroom breaks. Did you need that much information? You probably didn't. Okay, I apologize. All right, back to the show. Back to my face. So anyways, she says what it does is it like gives you almost like a stem cell treatment, like afterwards. I forget what they call that too. I sound so ridiculous right now, you guys. I do apologize. But anyways, this laser supposedly just like tightens everything up. So she said, you know, you're not going to look like dramatically different, but it's, people are going to be like, wow, your skin, just the texture of your skin is going to be improved. And it helps you to stimulate your own stem cell production and collagen production, and who knows? We'll see. All I know is Brett and I, that's the one thing we're competitive about. He's like, where are you going? I'm like, I'm going to get a little consult for a laser treatment. He's like, well, what should I do? I'm like, I don't know that I need to do anything. Why do you need to do something? He's like, well, if you're doing something, I need to do something. It's like we're in competition with each other. But there is nobody more competitive than Marge Melvin, my mother. So, okay, first, Brett and I went to see them in the Villages. Before I get to that, don't let me forget. Okay, because maybe he should be included in this conversation, because I think he does a better job of sharing stories about my parents. First, I just have to give you some updates that I keep getting questions about. And so because this is a Lifer update, I guess I should update you on my life. Yes, we are freaking loving Miami. We love Miami Beach. It is partly because we're not like in the heart of like crazy town Miami Beach. We are on a little man-made island right next to Star Island, where P. Diddy's home was raided. I'm actually literally in front of P. Diddy's home, like across the water right now, as I'm driving on this little causeway. We're on this little island next to Star Island, and it's so safe. It's so kind of like secluded and quiet and peaceful and beautiful, and I just love it. And it's so beautiful to walk, and I walk all over it. So if you have done my walking challenge and you've heard like the guided walks that I do with you, that I'm just like walking all around this little island. By the way, I'm doing that challenge again. I'll put a link to it in our show notes. So if you missed it, I did this 2-week walking challenge, and I'm going to do it a little differently this time. This time I want you to make it your goal to increase your daily step count by 5,000 steps. Last time when we did it, I said, you know, just increase your steps. No, this time I want you to make it a goal to increase your daily step count by 5,000 steps. Okay? That's the goal. So whatever it is you're doing, I want you to increase it by 5,000. Now, the average person can probably get 5,000 steps in 30 to 40 minutes. So we're going to do that. The meals are insane. It's free, P.S., so I'm not trying to talk you into buying anything. But I was blown away by the new recipes that we just put into this challenge. It's pretty freaking amazing, if I do say so myself. And it's really, I did this for women who are, you know, over 40 and feel like your energy is in the tank and you have weird unexplained weight gain, or you're just like trying to regulate yourself, get yourself back again, get your energy back again, get your step count up. It's super grace giving. It's super, I don't want to say basic, but it kind of is. Like, this is not like a crazy fitness challenge. This is not like, oh, let's see how much weight we can lose. This is like, let's just be more, can I help you to be more active? And while you're doing the walking, I'm in your ear, which is kind of cool. So every day you'll get an audio program from me and you'll listen to it while you walk. And so while we're walking together, and I recorded these while I'm walking with you. So I didn't like sit at a you know, is this kind of lift up? I didn't sit like at a computer and like pretend that I was walking. I literally went outside and I walked and recorded so that it was authentic. You know what I mean? Anyways, I think it's pretty cool. We had 40,000 people sign up. Not people, 40,000 badass women sign up. Ooh, gross. I hate these lizards. Ew, that's the one thing I don't like about Miami. These big giant lizards, they run all like pigeon-toed directly at your car with their tail up in the air. It's so gross. Ugh. Yucky. Nasty. I don't like them. Ugh. Okay, sorry. Anyways, one just ran across the street. So we absolutely love Miami, and it's just my vibe. Dude, I can't even tell you how much I freaking love it. I just love it. I love it more than California, and I don't know why. I can't explain why, but I really do freaking just feel like this is home. So I'm really excited about that. Oh, we just put our house up on the market, our home in California. Now, I don't know if we will for sure sell it. We listed it at a price that if we got that price, it'd be worth selling. That's all I'm going to say about that. Okay. It is still available for people who might want to do a long-term lease, but we're not doing like a monthly thing or like a weekly thing. So if you were someone who needed like a couple of months, you could take a look. We'll put our agent's name maybe in the show notes. Okay. I cannot believe how many cool, fun things there are to do in this town. And that's not ideal for everyone. But Brett and I are in a stage of our lives where we love having things to look forward to. We love going out to dinner. We love trying new restaurants. We love going to concerts. We love listening to live music. We love an adventure. We love going to hotels. We love taking the train to, you know, up to see my parents in the villages. Like, we love doing all these things. It's so freaking fun to have something to look forward to. That's one thing I think we've always done that I think is different from a lot of other couples. Like this young gal that did my hair recently, I think I already told you. I'm not sure if I said this on Patreon or on the regular show, but I went and got these extensions that are called invisible beads extensions. And I love them. They're like invisible extensions. And it was amazing. But anyways, the young girl that did my hair, I was like, she's 28 and her fiance is like 29. And I'm like, so what do you guys do for fun? And she's like, well, sometimes like on a Saturday, we might go to the dog park. I'm like, you're 28. What are you talking about? You don't go like lay out at the beach or go to a beach club or like go hiking or like, do you guys go to dinner or have dinner parties or have friends over? She's like, no, not really. We're just kind of like in our groove. I'm like, hopefully she never hears us. But I'm thinking, this is, I think I'm driving too slow for the person behind me. I'm like, this sounds really, I'm already bored for both of you. For the love of God, let's get some excitement going. And it's not about money. Like when we were broke ass broke, there's still so many fun things to do. We always, always have to have something to look forward to. Even when the kids were little and we had no money and we, you know, really, it was tough to trust a babysitter or to get a babysitter or to want to leave your kids. But even still, we always had like something we looked forward to. you know, just whether it's a vacation or something that weekend that we're going to go do as a family, like just something fun, like excursions, excitement, like do things. I don't understand people who, and I guess that's what you like, you know? So if that's what makes you happy, and I guess some people don't understand certain things that make me happy. Like I do like to stay home. I do like to just hang out with my husband. I do like to travel. Like, but I guess there was a period of time where now we have always like tried to find fun things to do. I didn't always like going to parties and doing like social things. I really like social things now. I've changed my story. Not just a story that I tell myself, but I tell other people that too now, you know, because if you want to have a different experience, you got to tell yourself a different story. And I like making new friends, and I'm good at making new friends. And I think it's important for my health, and I think it's important for your health too. You need more people you can count on. You need more people you can call on. You need people who you can enrich their lives and they can enrich your life. You know, you got to get to a place where you stop picking people because, okay, now I'm talking about myself. I had to get to a place where I wasn't just picking people to be my friends because I could rescue them. You know what I'm saying? Like now I ain't got time for that. Now I look for people who are equally healthy and are equally fun and positive, and I don't feel like I have to take care of them or like I have to fix them or I have to rescue them or I have to, because I used to do that all the freaking time. Of course, I would pick people who I really liked their personality and I liked what they stood for and all those things. But also, if I'm being honest, I had to identify that trait myself that I would often find new friends who had some kind of broken piece so I could fix that. But it just takes so much energy away from your family and your friends and your work and all those things. And so that's, I had to learn, I had to recognize, I had to become self-aware enough to recognize I was doing that to distract myself from other things I needed to do, you know, just like anything. And I don't need to do that anymore. It's kind of interesting now that I'm thinking about it. I'm noticing as I'm saying this that I stopped doing that about the time social media really started to take off. Interesting. Y'all know how important supplements are, especially for me, especially for those of us who don't eat a perfect diet or might be aging, and then you're losing some of these really important minerals and things that your body produces naturally, but it starts producing less of those things. And one of those things is collagen. I never used to do a collagen supplement until the last 4 years. And the collagen supplement that I use is from Organifi. Now, I like an unflavored collagen. That way I can mix it in with my coffee. I can mix it in with my water. That's what I do. I just mix it in with my 32 ounces of water. I also mix it with the other ingredients that I put in my water that contain my supplements. Like I use Organifi Pure. I use Organifi Immunity. Those are kind of like a citrusy flavor combined. And then I add the collagen, which has no flavor. And I mean, then I'm just set. Now, collagen is really, really important because it's responsible for basically everything. It helps to support gut health, your metabolism, your cardiovascular health. And ladies, that's super duper important. Collagen is what keeps everything together. It's like the protein in your body that you need for your blood vessels, your muscles, the appearance of your skin, your hair, like everything. So yes, I highly recommend Organifi Pure and Immunity. But if you feel like your skin, your hair, your muscle tone just isn't what it used to be, I highly encourage you to supplement with collagen. And right now you can get 20% off when you go to Organifi.com/Shalene. It's Organifi.com/Shalene. Don't forget to use code Shalene for 20% off. Plus, that's a wonderful way to support the show and one of our favorite companies. They have been long-time loyal supporters of the Shalene Show. So thank you for supporting Organifi. Because, you know, you heard that episode where I talked about always needing some kind of, like, content, something to consume, something to think about, something to keep my brain busy. And so maybe social media fills that void. Remember I talked about that keep me company content? I love that so many of you related to the keep me company content, that whole idea of that, and that you listen to me sometimes just to keep you company. I hope I'm keeping you company right now. Tell me, what am I keeping you company? What are you doing? what's going on right now. Where was I? Can anybody remember? Oh, Lordy. Miami. We love Miami, but we are definitely going to go to Europe this summer. We're going to leave in June. We just started planning our trip. We're going to, I can't remember all the places, but definitely Spain and Italy and France again and Barcelona, and I can't wait. But the thing that I'm most looking forward to right now is I might be going to a pool party this weekend on Saturday with my girlfriend Tavian. So that's exciting. A pool party at 55. Who am I? Can I just tell you something right now? At age 40, if someone had told me I was going to a pool party, I would have pretended I had pneumonia or the flu. I would never have gone to a pool party. Age 45, 40, 35, because I was so self-conscious about every flaw. And that was when I was doing the fitness videos. Or maybe it's just that age. I don't know. But I have noticed that for a lot of women, as you age, you realize, I've got one life. Why am I wasting a minute of it wondering what other people think about me or my body? And granted, I'm also aware that I look great for my age. I'm just going to toot my own horn, you know, so that makes it a little bit easier. If I was carrying around a lot of extra weight and I was really unhappy, maybe I wouldn't feel this way. So I got to figure that out. Actually, I don't want to figure that out, but I assume that's probably just true. And you also need to know that no matter how old you are, you have the ability to completely change your shape, to completely change your body composition, to put a lot more muscle in, to get strong, to reduce the signs of cellulite. I have cellulite. Every female has cellulite, but you can definitely reduce the appearance of it a lot. Do you guys want me to do a deep dive on that? There are definitely treatments you could do. I'm not talking about that. I could do a whole deep dive. I could talk to you about foods that help to reduce the appearance, fascia treatments. I can do some research and find out if there are any new surgical injections or whatever for cellulite, or there aren't any creams. That's a bunch of BS. Anything that just plumps up your skin is going to, improve the appearance of your skin. So then save your money and just use some castor oil for the love. You know what I mean? You don't have to buy $100 cellulite cream. I think unless somebody can prove me wrong and send me some research, I think that's all a bunch of BS. But what's not a bunch of BS is actually using these oils that really do plump up the dermis in your skin. Oh, I know. I just looked at some research on collagen. Okay, so this is a true story. I go to my general practitioner in California who, P.S., I only went to her for probably a year or two, I guess. And I just didn't like her. Every time I went, one of my friends recommended me to her, right? And I just didn't have a general practitioner at the time because mine had died and started turning on the AC. So a friend recommended me this doctor, and I didn't like her the first time I went to see her. I should have switched then. She just rubbed me the wrong way. I just felt like she didn't like me. And she was always kind of challenging me. And I'm a very nice person, especially when I'm around authority. I'm very nice. I'm very agreeable. And it was weird. It was very weird. She was not very nice to me. Very strange. And also part of it was that she had this spiel that she gave to women. And I did not go to her for hormone replacement stuff. I just went to her as my general practitioner for checkups and stuff like that. Anyways, she would always lecture me on things that I knew it was just a pat memorized, monologue that she gave every woman who was of a certain age every single time she saw them. And that kind of bugged me because I think it's rude to assume that I don't know all the things that you're telling me. And plus the things that she was telling me, I'm like, that's wrong. That's really outdated. But I would just, let her talk because it's just a, once a year appointment. Anyway, so I went back to see her just before we left from California to come back to Miami. And she asked me for my list of the supplements that I take. Well, I have them all on a note on my phone, because y'all know I take so many freaking supplements, and most of them I take in powdered form, right? So I got to give her everything. I can't just tell her, I take immunity and pure. Like, that doesn't tell her anything. I have to tell her what are the ingredients in those two supplements. I take collagen peptides. I have to tell her what type of collagen peptide I take. You know what I mean? Like, she needs to know this information and all the other supplements I take. So I read off this list, and she says to me, "Why are you taking collagen?" And I said, "Well, you know, I take it for my skin, my hair, my nails. I take it for my connective tissues. I take it because of the way it helps with recovery, the way it helps with muscle development, muscle hypertrophy." And she gave me the dirtiest look, and then this real knowing, smart-ass kind of smirk. By the way, she's probably like 5 years older than me. And she says, "Oh, well, you can continue taking it if it makes you feel better, but it's a waste of money." And I'm like, steam is coming out of my ears, and I have to make this like quick decision, because I had just done, like, literally that week, a bunch of research for an episode I had done on all the supplements that I take. I'll link to it if you don't know. So if you're curious about all the supplements that I take and why I take them, because just because I take a supplement doesn't mean you need to take it. It kind of depends on what you're doing with your diet and what you're trying to accomplish, how old you are, all those things. Anyways, I will link to that episode, all the supplements that I take. And I just done the research for that. So I just done, like, it was fresh in my mind. I wanted to see is like newer research on collagen. And there's a ton of it. 21, 22, 23, 2021, 2022, like a lot of it, right? And it's very conclusive. We're talking double blind, triple blind, randomized controlled studies. And I knew that. But when she said that, I just had this like little decision to make in my mind. I'm like, am I coming back to her? No. Do I need to be right with her? Do I need to set her straight? Is that my job? No. Is that going to make her feel disrespected or challenged? Probably. Is there any benefit of me telling her that actually there are a lot of newer studies, and let me tell you specifically? And I thought about it, and you know, I sure did want to say that. And I thought, I don't have the studies memorized, and I don't have them on my phone right now. So I'm going to be like, there's, just so you know, there are some studies. I can't think of them right now, but I could send them to you. Like, I'm not going to be that person. So I was just like, oh, okay. Well, I do appreciate that input. And just like leave it at that, because I wasn't going to get into it. But I sure did decide, like, right there in that moment, I'm like, I won't be coming back to her. And I'm just, that's one of those decisions, a way that I am different today than I used to be. Like, I don't need to pick that battle. I don't need to win. I don't need to fight. I certainly don't need to change somebody else's mind. We waste so much time trying to change people's minds. And you're not going to change somebody's mind, because to change someone's mind, I mean, sure, there's, if somebody's open to have their mind changed, that's different. But when someone has like a strong opinion or a belief, or for the love of God, a political stance, you're not going to change their opinion. You're just going to create a rift between the two of you. You know what I mean? And it also just like eats up all of your energy. And I just think it's a waste of energy. I just let people think whatever they want to think. Believe what you want to believe. And I don't need to be right. I need to know for myself what's true for me and what's best for me. And P.S., by the way, side note, you know, you guys are familiar with ChatGPT, right? ChatGPT. Amazing AI. Okay, there's another one called Perplexity. I use it so much more than ChatGPT. It's called Perplexity. I think it's, there's a free version and the paid version. I get the paid version, and I get my money's worth, let me tell you. Because what's really cool about it is there's this little icon up in the right-hand corner, and you can set your focus. So you can say, for example, find for me studies produced in the last 5 years on women and exercise, or castor oil and the benefits to your skin. Or like, you can literally type in, you know, any type of query, and then you can set the focus so that it only searches reputable scientific publications. So it's not searching the whole web. It's amazing. And then it will summarize, because learning to read scientific studies isn't the easiest thing. I've trained myself to do it, and I still wouldn't say I'm an expert at it because I still miss like little things that another person might be able to pick apart that study and say, well, wait a second. Like I miss little things like, okay, how big of a sample size is appropriate for this type of study? Do you know what I mean? Like, is 100 people, is that a decent sized study? I guess it depends on what it is. Should it, you know, it really does. It just depends on what it is. Anyways, you don't have to be trained in how to read research because this tool will summarize it for you and you can ask it, you can set these parameters where you can ask it to also find any flaws or what's the other word? When there's a conflict of interest in the studies. So it's pretty interesting. Maybe that's only interesting to people who like to go on down rabbit holes like myself and like to research stuff. But anyways, the collagen stuff, yeah, it's legit. And collagen peptides, what's different about collagen peptides is they're broken down into such teeny, teeny, tiny microscopic, whatever, molecules that your body digests them much easier. But the research is, frankly, quite legit. And I did also today find some research on marine collagen. So I got to look into, see if one of my partners does marine collagen, because that's some pretty interesting research on what that does for your skin and your face and, you know, beauty. And again, they're triple blind randomized studies, so it's quite legit. My research lately, as y'all know, has been quite focused on Hollisville. And dude, I know a lot of you are listening because we have like quadrupled the number of people who have joined Patreon in like 1 month, which is insane. That's insane. Now, I'm sure a lot of you are just doing the free trial, which is fine. That's cool. Go for it. Binge it more. I love it because I'm okay with tons of people just doing the free version and binging it and then canceling. That's fine. I don't care because I really do believe that once you're done binging all the Hollis deep dive stuff, you'll listen to the other Patreons and I think you're going to be like, wait, $5? This is worth it. There's so much keep me company content. Like if you're the kind of person when you're keep me company content, when that podcast is over, you're like, now what am I supposed to listen to? You need Patreon. It's $5. It's $1 something a week. You can handle that. I'll keep you company for $1 something a week. But I know a lot of people will just, you know, probably cancel after their free trial and that's fine. That's what it's for. But it is very, it's interesting what it's kind of does to my brain, because in having to do all of this research, I end up having to look at a lot of the comments of and back past Reddit threads and all these not well-known internet forums where people basically just snark. They just gossip about different specific topics. And there's like a snark thread for anything you can think of. There's a snark thread for the dental industry. There's a snark thread for true crime podcasters. Like there's a snark thread for Beachbody coaches. Like there's a snark thread for friggin' everything you can possibly imagine, right? And I've had to spend a lot of time on a lot of these threads looking for little things that I can then corroborate or confirm and see how they fit into the story because, you know, a lot of this stuff, again, is not well known and it's part of their whole story. I've noticed it makes my anxiety go up and not that I have anxiety, but like it makes me feel yucky because not all. Some people have like, it's an observation, but then there's other people who it's like, they just make up these crazy hypotheses and stories about people for what? Like, why? Who cares? Like, I get it if it's, you're trying to like, I don't know, protect the public or to figure things out, right? Like when Princess Diana died, like everybody was obsessed with that for like so long. There's a bird attacking a cat. Why? That's weird. That's weird. Why would a bird be attacking a cat? I want to take just a moment to talk about a way that you can actually improve your skin and hair while you're sleeping. More importantly, I think it's about doing things that take into consideration that the way that we age has a lot to do with our lifestyle choices and the things that we're doing. And one of the things that makes us look older is the way that we sleep. Believe it or not, your pillowcase makes a huge difference. Now, I have very fine, baby fine hair, so it tangles when I sleep. I did not realize what a huge difference a pillowcase can make. If you're someone who sleeps on your side and your face is smushed into your pillow, using a silk pillowcase makes a huge difference. And the one that I use is from Blissey. Now, they've got lots of other products as well. They're hypoallergenic. If you're someone who's dealing with hot flashes at night or you just overheat, these pillowcases actually help to regulate your temperature. It keeps you cooler. And these are the little things that make a big difference. Getting better sleep makes you look younger. Sleeping on the right pillowcase can help improve the way your skin looks and the way your hair looks. Everybody loves them. They have a ton of different prints and colors. They obviously make a great gift. You know, get a couple of them, put them in storage so that when you're like, oh my gosh, it's so-and-so's birthday, I completely forgot, you could give them a Blissey pillowcase. They've got options for literally anyone. Even men love them. They have over 1 million raving fans, and you could be next. Guess what? As a listener of The Chalene Show, you can try your pillowcase 60 nights risk-free. That's like 2 months. So check it out. You have nothing to lose. Go to Blissey, Blissy.com/Chalene, and you'll get an additional 30% off. That's Blissey, Blissy.com/Chalene. Use code Chalene and you'll get that additional 30% off, and your skin and your hair will thank you. Anyways, I just remember watching like every story after story after story. We didn't have like social media then when Princess Diana died, because I wanted to make sense of it. I wanted to figure out what happened. What happened, right? And so I think it's very different to try to make sense of something, to figure out what happened versus, and that's what we're doing with this Halls Deep Dive. It's not a judgment piece. It's not a take them down. It's not gossipy. Because I know I've actually got a DM from somebody yesterday who was like, I'm very disappointed in you. I'm going to unfollow. I never thought you would become one of these people that tears people down. Like, and I just replied back. I said, I knew she hadn't unfollowed. I said, have you listened to any of it? She replies back, no, I don't need to. I don't engage in it. I said, well, then you really have no business accusing me of doing that kind of content. I'm not doing that kind of content. And I've made it really clear. So it's free. You can do a free trial. You can listen and decide for yourself if that's what I'm doing. She's like, no, thank you. Unfollowing. Okay, bye. Thanks for announcing. But I will say that when I read these forums, I would love to know your take. I'll share it with you my opinion. So there's just like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people just commenting on, just analyzing like what a, excuse my language, like what a douchebag this guy was because he used this emoji. Or did you notice how their, you know, do you notice how her makeup is so, like they just pick people apart for what? For what? And like just on every single live and every single video and every single form, and they post all the stuff up and they just like rip people apart. Again, no industry is left unsnarked. No industry is left unsnarked. But I do think it's a very interesting personality who lives on those boards and wants to know more, just kind of irrelevant, snarky information about people. It's like, it's gossip, right? And so I've been thinking a lot about this and like, I'm like, what? Like that, I feel ick after I get off of those boards and I'm taking notes or whatever. I just feel dirty and I feel like I've contributed in some way, even though I'm just like reading. So I've been thinking like, what is it? Like what kind of an individual is it that really spend so much time concerned with the failings or missteps or mistakes or like everything of like another person, like a well-known person or whatever. Maybe not even well-known, but just like anyone who's got a little bit of notoriety. Like I can't imagine, like what is it about that that is entertaining or alluring, right? And so I've been thinking through it. Like I'm not judging it because I do it too. We all friggin' do it, but I don't do it all day. And I just like certain things I'm like, who cares? But there have been things where I realize I've been like, you know, I guess you can consider it kind of gossipy. Like what did she do to her face? Do you know what she did to her face? What's going on? You know what I mean? And then I'll text a few people like, hey, blah, blah, blah. But I could never picture myself doing something anonymous about somebody who I don't know. And like, being on a website forum anyways, but people do it. So I'm trying to like figure out like what is that, right? And so I started looking into it. It is very evolutionary of us to, you can call it gossip, but to tell stories, which is essentially, if you go back like thousands of years, that is how we stayed alive. We told stories to each other. It's how we made sense of what was safe and what wasn't safe and what was like how to continue to live, how to evolve, how to protect our family, how to find food, how to know who was safe and who was unsafe. That's what we did. So it is very evolutionary. It is evolutionary of us to want to know the pattern and to figure things out. That's normal. We all do that. And I think because for some people, they don't have, I don't know, tell me your theory. I'm wondering if it's the kind of person who just doesn't have a lot of maybe, I don't want to say good role models, but like didn't have people in their life to help them make sense of things. And or they don't have people in their life right now where they can have these conversations and make sense of things. And so these message boards, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I do know that, like I said, to make sense of things is evolutionary. To pick people apart that I don't even know, like on the internet, like why? What? I don't even have time. Are you kidding? Half the time I feel guilty because I'm like, Brett will be like, did you see what Sierra posted? I'm like, oh my God, no. He's like, well, go look. I'm like, I don't even like, oh, I open my app to post. And I spend about 20 minutes a day responding to text messages. Not text messages, DMs. But I really am quite proud of the fact that I consume very little social media these days. And I know it's why my stress levels are so much lower. You want your cortisol to go through the roof? Increase the amount of minutes you spend on, are you ready for this? Short form social media. So those videos that are 15 seconds, 30 seconds, 1 minute, go ahead, spend 15 minutes looking at swipe, swipe, swipe. Your cortisol goes up, which makes you a fatty. See what I'm saying? So sometimes it's like you have to hear like the thing that scares you the most to put down that bad habit. Right? Like for me, when I was a smoker in college, I wasn't worried about getting cancer. Psh, cancer schmancer. I'm so young. I'm invincible. Woohoo! Right? But meeting my husband on night number one, the first night I met him, he could smell smoke in my hair. And he's like, do you smoke? And I'm like, and I could tell by the way he said it. I'm like, no. My roommate does. I don't. And he's like, oh, good. He's like, I just think it's so nasty when women smoke. And I'm like, cured, done, finished, I'll never smoke again. And I haven't. But yeah, so if you want your cortisol levels to go up, consume more short form social media. Interestingly enough, there's been some new studies, reports showing that there's a return to long form connected content. What you're doing right now, my friend, is long form connected content. So it's like it slows our brains down a little bit. It makes us feel the same kind of high that we get from being with friends. I found that research when I was doing the stuff on social media relationships. So there's definitely benefits to that, but that's long form content. So it could be a YouTube video, it could be a long form podcast, it could be an audiobook, but the short stuff, it's making us crazy and it's making us super stressed out. And I feel like I have a lot of loose ends that I forgot to tell you about. The kids are going to come in town for Formula One. I said I might be going to a pool party on Saturday. I will let you know. Don't ask me why, but I feel like I need to find something for Brett to do because this is like a girls only pool party. And I'm like, oh my God, what I need to have something fun for him to do. Otherwise, he'll be like just sitting at home pining over his heart will just be missing me. I'm very entertaining for him. I'm a full-time job for this man. And I know I told you I was going to tell you all about the trip to the villages, but we're running out of time. So I'm not sure where we'll put that. Maybe we'll put it on Patreon. I don't know. Maybe we'll talk about that on Friday. Yeah. I don't know. I just really appreciate you. Thanks for keeping me company. All right. I love you. I know you're strong enough and mentally stable enough to know I really don't love you because I don't even know you, but I do love that you listen to the show. I think that's pretty dope. I love when you like run across the street. You're like, Shalene, oh my God, I listen to your show. It's my favorite thing. I met so many people in the villages who listen to the Shalene show. June, if you're listening, I've got some special gifts coming your way. Had so much fun taking Zumba with you. All right, you guys, I love you. I mean it. Talk to you soon.